Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 216. Today let us resume our discussion on the SBS of bones and joints. We will continue with its localized and specific biological conflicts of severe self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. Number 16 in the list of parts of the skeletal system is knees and lower legs. Here, the biological conflict is called physical performance conflict. That means down the hip and the neck of the femur, the thighs or femur, knees and legs have a common biological conflict called physical performance conflict. You can imagine how common are the possible physical performance related conflicts to a person. It can be triggered by any difficulty in walking, climbing, a feeling of not being able to keep up, not performing well in one's sports, a feeling of less mobile during pregnancy, or a feeling of gaining overweight. Having lost a game, being humiliated when asked to sit on the reserve bench by the coach, by disgracing or humbling remarks by an instructor, not performing up to the expectations set by a coach, a partner, a spouse, or anyone who is important to him, etc., are the possible conflict affecting the knee joints and the lower legs. Last, or number 17, is the severe self-devaluation conflict affecting the feet, ankles, heels and toes. Here, the conflict may be expressed as not being able to walk, run, jump or balance. Not being able to kick someone in defense also may be linked to the feet, especially the heels. If the underside of the feet alone is considered, we can say that the individual is suffering from a conflict of not being able to crush a person or a situation. So we have been learning both generalized and specialized conflicts of severe self-devaluation or loss of self-worth conflicts affecting the whole person or the specific parts of the body. Now we are going to find how the skeletal system reacts during conflict activity and healing phases. First, during conflict active phase, the affected bones undergo decalcification or destruction of the bone cells, causing gaps and holes in the corresponding bones. This breakdown of the bone is also called osteolysis. As said earlier, the location of the affection is determined by the exact type of conflict, and the degree of the osteolysis is determined by the intensity of the conflict and the subjectivity of the person. At this stage, if we examine the blood, there will be increased levels of calcium in the serum. Another situation where there will appear increased calcium in blood is during the conflict activity of the parathyroid gland by producing more of parathyroid hormones. We will discuss later two very important medical conditions that occur during the severe self-devaluation conflicts, that are anemia and leukemia. But they occur not because of the decalcification or osteolysis, but due to the loss of bone marrow that also occur during severe self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth conflict, causing alterations in the blood parameters. In details, we will learn anemia and leukemia later in this chapter itself, before we finish the SBS of the bones and joints. Dr. Harmer used to tell the exact condition of patients by seeing their brain CTs. This is possible to anyone who has the knowledge and skill of reading and interpreting the brain CTs. The Harmer focus will have a sharpening appearance during conflict activity. Suppose if a brain CT is taken and the person is a left-handed, and if a sharp ring appearance is obtained for the hammer focus found in the cerebral medulla that controls the left shoulder joint, we can interpret his condition as that he is in a conflict active phase of relationship self-devaluation conflict associated with the partner. Another very important point to be remembered here is that when a severe self-devaluation conflict occurs, it may primarily affect the brain relay of the bones and joints, but the surrounding cartilage, tendons, ligaments, connective tissue, fat tissue, or even the closest lymph nodes also may be involved, because all of the tissues are controlled from the same brain relay of the bones and joints. Depending on the intensity of the conflict, the affection will be more in the bones and joints and less in the lymph nodes, etc. Thus, an expert in the reading of brain CTs can diagnose a medical condition which can be confirmed by an X-ray. Friends, we will continue the biological special program of bones and joints tomorrow. By then, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.